Hey guys, it's cool, almost 5:30 a.m. and I can't sleep, and currently trying to recover from a cold. Getting a cold in the summer sucks. Like, what's up with that? That shouldn't happen. That shouldn't be a thing. It's literally a cold, but it's hot outside. Anyways, I wanted to bring it back to a good old-fashioned ramble vibe tonight, because I caught myself laying here, starting to touch myself. And I know I'm sick and I probably shouldn't be talking, but I find myself in a really talkative mood. Maybe it's because I have been sick, so I haven't seen another human being in days. I feel like I'm going insane. I'm quite an extroverted person. So, honestly, if I go like 24 hours without talking to someone, I start going insane. I get really depressed. So, it's almost been a whole week since I've really, like, had plans. And the depression is definitely, well, I'm honestly okay right now, but it was there for a second, for sure. But we pull through. We pull through. Anyways, I'm gonna turn my vibrator on. Like, I have been touching myself this whole time. But let's really get this thing going, you know? That's it. Not me giving positive reinforcement to my vibrator. I'm so used to thinking about you. So used to thinking about your face in between my thighs. Softly licking my clit. Maybe sucking on it a little bit. Maybe even lightly biting it. Then back to lightly licking. Lightly licking. I'm not gonna do any edits on here. So if I fuck up, I fuck up. If I stumble over my words, I stumble over my words. True, authentic ramble vibe. I just increased my vibrator a little bit. I just want to feel good. I just want to feel so good. This toy kind of feels like it does. Sorry. Hard to talk when it feels this good. But this toy, it feels like, kind of feels like being eaten out a little bit. I mean, there's also vibration, so that's that's a nice. There's no head between my legs, no head of hair I can grab, nothing I can push into me and grind against. It's just been too long since I've been eaten out. Like, months, I think. Maybe a month, but still. I haven't. During the month of Pride, our month of our Lord, The holy month. The holy month for the gays, and I haven't been eaten out. Sorry, I guess I'm thinking about a girl eating me out. Well, more so, I guess I'm thinking of eating out a girl. Maybe, you laying down. And then, me kind of, sitting and grinding on your face. But, leaning over so that I could eat out a girl. Or maybe I'm laying down, you're eating me out, and a girl sitting on my face. Sorry, I guess I'm saying you as, you're not female. So sorry, ladies. Kind of forget that girls listen to my audios as well. I've been hesitant, maybe nervous, I suppose, to make a female for female audio. I just feel like I just get so flustered thinking about all the pretty girls that are getting off to my voice. Fuck. God, I'm getting so worked up now just thinking about that. Oh, fuck. I just love girls. I'm very bi, and I love men, and I love masculinity. Oh my god, a girl that's masculine? Oh, fuck. Or a man that's feminine? Yes. Ugh, give me all of it. Give me all the gender. Give me none of the gender. You know? Non-binary. Androgynous. It's hot. It's hot as fuck. I love a gender that I don't know. Just a hot person. Went out the other week, and I was really drunk. And when I get really drunk, I get very complimented. And I have to tell everybody how beautiful they look. And the bar was closing down, and we're leaving. We're being, pushed out. The lights are on, you know? And I see this person. And I remembered seeing them early in the night and thinking, fuck, they're hot. And I went up to them. And I was like, I don't know what I said because I was so drunk, but it was along the lines of, I don't even know what you got going on down there, but you're so hot and I want you. And they were like, oh my god, thank you. That's exactly what I'm going for. And then we drunkenly were able to add each other on Snapchat and have not even spoken since, so... That's fine. I think they have a girlfriend because they've posted them and a girl. It's giving they live with each other. I don't know. They could be friends. And they were roommates. But I'm pretty sure this was the girl that was standing next to this person when I went up to them and hit on them. And I'm like, did I go up and hit on this person right next to their girlfriend, and then they proceeded to give me their Snapchat? I'm like, no, can't be. Or maybe, because they haven't messaged me. I guess, maybe they're just really friendly. I don't know. I always attract people that are already in relationships. What am I to do, you know? I don't think I have a cheating kink, but there is something really hot about someone already being taken and spoken for, but they want you, and they know they shouldn't, but they do it anyway. Okay, yeah, maybe I have a little bit of a cheating kink. I love being wanted, you know? And like, yeah, it's like, oh, you want me more than your partner? That's hot. Like, you must really want me. Like, I must be really special. Which I am, so, you know. But... I felt myself getting close there for a second. Listen to me ramble about all these random things. I hope you didn't stop touching yourself. I hope my voice turns you on that much that no matter what I'm talking about, I still turn you on. I still get you hard. I still get you wet. I still make you have to touch yourself down there because I just sound so fucking good. Yeah. It turns me on so much. God, I just love how much you love my voice. I love how irresistible I am to you. Oh, God. It turns me on how much I turn you on. Fuck. Oh, I'm just picturing you touching yourself right now. That is enough to take me over the edge. Fuck. I want you to be good. I want you to be good. I want you to come with me. Can you do that? Can you come with me? Can you come with me, please? I really want you to. I really want you to come with me. I'm getting so close. I'm getting so close, baby. Are you getting close with me? Are you getting close with me, baby? You're gonna come. Are you gonna come with me? Yeah, you're gonna be good. You're gonna come with me. You're gonna be a good little boy or girl and come with me. Yeah. Yeah, come with me. Come with me right now. Are you ready? Are you ready? Come with me. Come with me. Right. Oh, yes, let it go. Oh, just let it go. Yes. fuck. Oh my god. It's one of those orgasms that like plateaus and like you just go completely quiet because it just feels so good and you're just in this state of euphoria and just out of body feels like you're floating. And then you crash back down into your body. I just feel like I needed to explain the feeling. Since this is an audio and I go completely quiet sometimes when I come. Feels so relaxed. I hope yours does too. I hope you came with me. I hope it was just as an amazing release. God, I just wish you were here to cuddle. To intertwine our limbs and just hold each other as close as possible. Just falling asleep in each other's arms.